Welcome to Tahoe Project. I am your host, Michelle Sweeney, in this part three of the interview with Alan Biaggi.
So the Tahoe Fund began in 2010, and you've been on its board since its founding.
Well, not since its founding, but okay. I was one of the early people who came on its board, right?
And certainly the Tahoe Fund has identified environmental improvement projects as its prerogative, as being on the front lines of recruiting funds to do environmental improvement projects. And we've talked a good deal about water quality today. How does the Tahoe Fund complement the array of things ongoing toward that end on water quality?
Well, I think we need to go back to 2010 and to talk a little bit about why the Tahoe Fund was created in the first place. It was recognized that with the economic problems that we've been having in this country and throughout the world, that public funds are not going to be there any longer to help us meet our environmental and educational and stewardship objectives at Lake Tahoe. The Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act was a huge resource that we could bring to bear here at Lake Tahoe, and certainly land in Southern Nevada is not at a premium as it once was, and SNPLMA funds have essentially all but dried up. So that's left a huge void in funding for various projects in the Tahoe Basin. So the Tahoe Fund was created to bring the public into public funds into the mix to help support projects and to make them a reality and to better the environment, education experience, stewardship, education in the Tahoe Basin.
So the Tahoe Fund was created in 2010 to address this huge void, as you indicated, that was left by the absence of what was previously a strong decade of federal investment to the tune of, is it $1.6 billion? That's the number I have in my head.
I think that there was a substantial investment, well over $1 billion, that had been brought to bear at Lake Tahoe for water quality, forest health, and a variety of other issues, yes.
And right, a combination of federal funding, state funds, Nevada and California, and some private contribution in that.
That's correct.
So with that going away, the Tahoe Fund is created, as you said, to address a void. And what's the pursuit with the Tahoe Fund? How do you address that void, which is quite substantial?
Well, you know, and Michelle, you mentioned that the public funds are going away, and that's not true. I mean, they're diminished, but they're not going away. There's still a substantial public contribution within the Tahoe Basin, but not as large as it once was. So our role in the Tahoe Fund is to try and find private funds to help make those projects a reality. So we are pursuing, folks here at the Tahoe Basin, in the Tahoe Basin, who have resources and have a commitment to the environment. We look to them to help us, help fund these projects and to make them a reality. There's a variety of sources that we look to, and we've had some, I think, phenomenal success in the short time that our program has been in existence. Very thankful for those private funds coming forward. We're looking at foundations and other types of things, and we're hoping that for the future we can make a real difference here at Lake Tahoe in terms of education, environment, stewardship.
So when I interviewed Cindy Gustafson, who's the chair of the Tahoe Fund Board, this year's projects had not yet been announced. Can you just tell us what the Tahoe Fund is, what projects the Tahoe Fund is funding this year?
I'm not sure that we have even yet identified exactly which projects we're going to go forward with. I can tell you that there have been some projects that we sought funds for within our fundraising dinner this August, and we were highly successful in raising a substantial amount of money to make those projects a reality. That included a bike path here in the Nevada portion of South Lake Tahoe, water quality improvements in Incline Village, and water quality improvements on the North Shore as well. So I think we raised something in excess of $55,000 for those projects, and we will disperse that money and make them a reality.
It was actually just on the trail where they're doing the work for the State Line Bike Trail project, and the section that the Tahoe Fund helped contribute to, can you just give us sort of the geographic boundaries?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where it is. It's in the Raid Meadow area, I believe.
Okay.
So it's between the Casino Core and Nevada Beach area, mm-hmm. and be a great asset and a great way to allow people to get out of their cars, get on a bike or walk, and reduce vehicle traffic and yet enjoy Tahoe's beautiful environment.
Fabulous. It's great to see this kind of bike transportation infrastructure going in. As I've also heard in my interviews, it's something that when people come to stay or visit, that they are going, oh, I just want to be on my bike all the time up here. So that's fabulous. Well, anything else that you'd like to leave us with regard to the Tahoe Fund or the future at Tahoe or Northern Nevada from your perspective?
Well, I think the future of Tahoe is bright. I think that with organizations like the Tahoe Fund, and there's so many others that are helping out here, that we are going to make some real progress here at Lake Tahoe. And I'm really sort of optimistic that once we get the regional plan in, and it looks like that is moving forward well, that I'm seeing some of the conflict reduced within the basin too. I think that's very positive. Hopefully we can all work together. I'm not going to be Pollyanna about it. I know that there's always going to be conflict and differences of opinion here. But if we can all work together, I think there's a lot we can accomplish here and make this very special place even more special and more beautiful.
Great. Well, thank you for all that you've done in your career and now that you're doing in your retirement for Tahoe.
Great. Thank you, Michelle.
This is the close of the interview with Alan Biaggi. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org. Thank you.